Oh my god, that's hilarious.
I did decide to look it up. 500,000 dongs is a good night for Pops X.
Like most women, he's an emotional thinker.
Good God.
I mean, that's part of the problem we're having now in our society is we have a bunch of emotional thinkers that want the world to, you know, to fall in line with their emotions. It's not... look, reality doesn't give a shit about emotions.
It's my lived truth.
Fuck your lived truth.
No, it's not. It's your perspective.
Kiss my ass.
Literally, like, hey, Sarn Pop, you got to turn your barrister. And I'm like, over my dead body.
No.
Just give me a statement of charges. Yeah. You're never getting this back. Yeah. You can suck it.
I'm going to wear this with my Russian coat.
you will bury me in this. Hey! Why I got to fucking be like that, man?
Because I'm an asshole, and I learned from the best. I'm sitting across from him, and I'm pointing at you with all four fingers.
All right, first of all, the Russian jacket. Is World War II surplus.
I'll send you a picture of it, Sarge.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
I got you standing wearing it with holding two giant buckets like you just collected all the chum from behind the dump dumpster at the bar, and you're going to go home and make ice cream out of it. What's up, you slathering, simptastic sleuthstitutes? Welcome to Gruntspeak.
Live from the lair, and it actually is live.
Yes, I'm Blast Hard Cheese, and that's Fist Rockbone. And this is a good night for Pops X.
Hey. God damn it.
Double helping of meat, light and dark.
Well, you know, you're one shy.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you can fill three holes.
Do I need a yellow one?
Could be. Yeah. Never know. I mean,
you got to save that for the back.
You got the Polska Bob. You got,
The Pulse Kebab or the Pulse Kebab?
Yes.
Because we know a Pulse Kebab.
Yeah. And then you have the...
I hope that you did not get involved in that worm salad. That would be bad, Pulse Kebab.
Well, one was a cocoa penis puff. And then you have, you know, the yellow one is...
It explains why he donates so much is the guilt. It's a rock sitting in the pit of his stomach.
Yeah. Okay, now, for everyone out there, Dick Fitzwell's mother passed away a couple days ago.
God rest her soul.
And she went peacefully, but he's pretty racked up over it. I went and had dinner with him a couple nights ago, and, it is what it is. Just letting you guys know. And this Christmas for me, I stayed close to home because more than likely this is my mother's last Christmas as well. And she's 78 and these things happen. No one gets out of this alive. And the longer you suck air, the greater your chances of being struck down go. And at some point it becomes a 100%.
Yeah, that air addiction is not permanent.
Yes, no. So there we are. Letting you guys know.
Yeah, so whatever you're drinking, raise it up for Fitzwell's mama.
Yeah.
Wish her luck on her next adventure.
And this one's for absent friends, and every year the glass gets bigger.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think, Sylvester Stallone was, being asked about getting older. Mm-hmm. And he's like, well, when you're young, you gather. You gather friends, gather achievements, things, a place to live, what have you. And then after you turn 40, from 40 to 60, it's about keeping that, keeping what you've earned. And then after that, it's all about losing it.
That's right.
Friends start to die. Family dies.
Or they just drift away.
Yeah.
I've had some friends go absolutely batshit crazy, and there's nothing I could do to help them. And you know, a lot of my close friends are veterans, and listen, man, when you step into the eye of oblivion and you are either blessed or cursed to come back, depending upon your point of view, part of that oblivion comes with you. And I refer to it in my book, The Warrior's Way, Soldier Soul, as soul cancer. And it does destroy a lot of people. And it happens to guys in law enforcement as well. Some of the stuff is just horrific, what man can do to his fellow man. And being a witness to that is punishing, to say the least.
You ain't kidding.
I'm sorry to get all grim. After
we're getting all like grim fairy tales up in this bitch.
Yeah. Now this is a call-in stream, so
damn right.
If we're gonna put the link up in the chats, we're gonna talk about crazy holiday stories.
Everybody's got them.
Yes. And we'll do like five minutes, 8 minutes tops on each individual story.
Yep.
And because listen, coming up in my family, my grandfather was a minister.
Bill!
My grandmother was just an absolute angel. And my my aunt and my mother were preacher's kids. And I can't tell you how many times on the holidays shit just got absolutely stupid. Especially when me, my sister, and my two cousins were there, and we would just raise holy hell. And of course,
that's what you do.
As the a boy, I always like to get guns, and I remember getting these dart guns where you have to smash them in, and I wanted this particular brand because they were uber powerful. And I'm coming up the stairs. We just finished Christmas dinner. I'm downstairs watching Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, which was one of my favorite animation things. And I load the gun, and I come up the stairs, and I don't even really look. I just see my grandfather. He's drinking wine. I guess off the hip. Hit the glass in his hand. Covered in wine. And he's just like, "That little bastard.
Look what you did, you little
jerk." And it was on, man. I was like 8 years old.
You were eight.
I was like eight.
You'll shoot your eye out, Ken.
Yeah. But that's like one of my crazier childhood holiday stories.
So. I think one of my favorite wasn't exactly Christmas. It was like a day or two after. My brother-in-law, former brother-in-law now.
Former.
He's a pyromaniac. Absolute fucking pyromaniac.
Totally healthy.
Dude would love, like, he got waterproof wicks as like a gift 1 year. So he just like put sandwich bags, filled them with gunpowder, the water, just drop them off the dock. Fish come up. Oh, hey, grab this one, grab that one. But, you know, after Christmas, you know, they'd have get a couple of trees, and he would like grab the neighbor's tree and make a huge bonfire, like 6 feet tall. He would douse this son of a bitch in gasoline. And then 1 year he decided that he was going to do so and then light it with a Roman candle.
Okay.
Yeah. 6 foot wall of blue flame just came out in all directions from this fucker from the ignition point. He's like standing behind his own garage, like, this is probably not a good idea. it just tower of flame, like neighbors come up, "What the fuck is going on?"
Yeah. Listen, it is what it is.
Now that's what you do with your stocking stuff.
Yeah. On New Year's Eve, I used to do what, and 4th of July, I used to drive by bombings. Yeah. We used to get the grenade simulators or artillery simulators from the National Guard.
Oh, this isn't when you got in trouble with the police station?
No, that, okay. I was only like 12 when that happened. Nice. But I would, like, my buddy Pete and I did this many times. Like, we drive by his mother's house or one of his relatives, right onto the front yard, boom. Yeah,
of course.
Nothing says I love you more than a drive-by bombing.
You damn right.
Listen, man, There's a reason I went into the army.
Because it was either that or prison, right?
Well, we hadn't got to that point yet, but let's just say Sergeant Penn from the Berkeley Police Department.
Or should we say
God rest his soul, put me in the good line. He could have put me in the bad line and I could have went to juvie.
Could have put you in the line for delousing and dropping the soap and all that stuff.
Yeah, easily.
That would be bad.
They had so much dirt on me for all the shit I had done.
Not up to it, but including, you know, throwing a clay-covered
firework
improvised device.
It was launched from a wrist rocket. I didn't throw anything.
Okay, fine. Semantics.
Yes.
Semantics.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And I am glad I didn't get caught for that because I think they would have burned me to the ground. Even nobody got hurt. Nothing got damaged. But it was just the utter, how dare he?
But these are the stories that we want tonight. If you guys are watching, keep an eye out in the chat there. We've got pinned comments with the StreamYard link that you can click, call in on your phones. If you guys have earbuds, mic system, anything like that, makes it preferable because the echo cancellation using StreamYard is not perfect.
Uh-huh.
We're going to learn that one pretty quickly with our first call. But before we get into that, I just wanted to share with you a little piece of New Year's information. I mean, obviously, everybody's probably expecting us to talk about what has been going on in New Orleans, Las Vegas. There's so much conflicting information out there that we have decided to leave that to the
Battle Dwarf and I.
Battle Dwarf and the Military Genius. Y'all are going to be covering that on Tuesday.
Yes.
Of course, raise a glass to those people as well. They didn't ask for that shit. All I will say is that if the FBI thinks that people are going to believe that somebody flying an ISIS flag on the back of their truck is not a terrorist, and that it's totally a coincidence that the Airbnb he was staying in blew up the morning after.
Yeah.
I got some swamp land on the moon for you to buy.
It burned down. Now, I will say this, though. The information we're getting is both of the guys involved in this have been divorced.
And both of them apparently have a connection to Fort Bragg. And also that includes Ryan Routh, the attempted shooter, yes, who got picked up at the golf course.
Correct.
Who's going to shoot Trump.
Now, it's a lot of people come and go from Fort Bragg.
Yeah.
I mean, there's always a churn and burn at
the. Oh, I know. But these are just the connections that are popping up, and we're getting new emails and tweets and information and sent in literally every half hour to an hour, but all day.
When they're like, well, how can a Green Beret get indoctrinated to do something so crazy? Well, listen, I don't know his thought process. I'm not condoning what he did. I'm just telling you from my experience in special forces, you indoct people who are without hope.
Hmm.
Like if we jump into a country and we're going to assist in training guerrilla forces and what have you, the people that you go for are the ones with nothing left to lose.
And men who have been divorced in the West.
Yes.
That kind of
it's absolutely ludicrous. A judge can bang a piece of wood on a table.
Yeah.
And you go from living with your family 24/7 to seeing your children 4 days a month.
That's an argument in favor of the narrative that we're currently seeing as to who's responsible and why. Now, my question to you especially, because the dude, level whatever, I forget his name, the one, the Las Vegas Cybertruck dude.
Yeah.
Former Green Beret.
I am just going to say, when I saw that, I'm like, this is not adding up.
It doesn't add up. Like, anybody who has actually done what you have done, which this guy has, wouldn't he understand that the chassis of the car would do exactly what it did, especially when you have amateur hour firework mortars in the back?
Well, here's the thing. The Tesla vehicle's made of stainless steel, and it's actually thicker than standard car
and metal. Stainless steel is, you know, well known for absorbing heat very quickly. Yes. It can.
That's why they use it in SpaceX. But here's the thing. When I saw the fireworks and everything, I'm like, come on.
Something's not adding up there.
Yeah, I mean, listen, all of those guys who go through that training know how shit works. I'm not going to go into detail. And, you know, if one of them really decides to go off the reservation, they could a lot more damage.
I'm just saying, I don't think that's what it would look like. If one of these guys decided to...
It's not adding up in my head.
No.
And
you guys are going to get into it
on Tuesday.
Balls derp on Tuesday.
Correct.
But and by then, I'm sure we're going to have way more information than we have now, and it'll paint a much better picture.
Yes.
Allegedly, of course.
You're correct.
But with that being said, just a nice little piece of information that you can toss out there to the Stunning and Brave Alphabet Mafia whenever they try to tell you that it's totally not about... brooming.
Ah.
You'll never guess which demographic is overwhelmingly likely to be serving time for SA offenses.
Ah.
Turns out almost two-thirds of Troon women in prisons are serving sentences for SA offenses.
Ah.
Who knew?
Who knew? It's like, you know, lesbian divorce rates in the 70th percentile.
It's almost like we've known since the mid-90s when studies like this first came out that the Alphabet Mafia has a PDF file rate of 11 to 1.
Yeah, now...
not like we knew.
Now, listen, I've been watching a lot of this stuff on the news over the past few years, and the only one that's really had any success speaking against this is Gays Against Groomers.
Yep, and even then they're still getting the whole ADLS PLC song and dance.
Now listen,
how dare you? Wait,
I don't give a shit if you're a pole smoker or you lick box. I don't care.
I don't care if you're a fecal freak.
I don't care. What you do is your business. As long as it doesn't affect my life, you do what you got to do. Now, I mean, biblically, that's a problem,
and that used to be their line as well.
Yeah,
it's like this isn't, you know, this isn't all of me. You know, this is just what I do behind closed doors. It's not really anybody's business. I just want to be treated the same. We were all fine with that.
Yeah, yeah. But the minute they started, you know, we allowed gay marriage, and I was all for it because I'm like, listen, if they want to go through that hell,
you want that misery,
have at it, because it's nothing but a long ass pounding of misery. Correct. But within a decade, now we have individuals grooming children in school libraries.
Yes. And we have the FBI going after parents who do not want their kids reading corn in school libraries.
Yes.
But of course, it's not a terrorist attack. Look no more into it.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are just...
this is just my opinion.
You're just a tentacle on the Cthulhu cock of the deep state at this point. You guys suck Smurf taint. Fuck you guys. Fuck you in the asshole with a big rubber dick.
The Smurf.
And that has been today's installment of Looney Troons.
Yeah. We're so mean.
We are, but we tell the truth. Or should I say... but we tell the truth.
That's a good one there. That's expensive, though.
It's very expensive.
See how slim the waist is?
Yeah.
Okay. That means that's at least 50K.
And that's just for the shrink bills. You ready for our first caller?
Yeah.
All right. We got Game Hawk on the line.
All right, Game Hawk. Before we start, how long have you been watching the show?
About 5 years now.
Half a decade.
Winning.
How did you find us?
You know, I actually, when I went through a divorce, I was looking at different content, red pill stuff, and I came across your stuff and I devoured it. I started from the very beginning, went through everything that you ever produced, and then I've been staying current and being a subscriber since then.
That's awesome, man.
Outstanding, man. So tell us what your favorite crazy holiday story is.
Well, it's not as good as Pop's, but... did you? Oh, by the way, did you ever go trash can bowling?
Oh yeah.
You know what I'm talking about then.
Yeah,
I almost threw my coworker at Blockbuster into traffic in a Farmer Jack shopping cart. Does that count?
It's a good one.
He was kind of a dumbass.
You know, there's always one in your circle of friends that's willing to do anything for approval, and that's the one you pick.
Or beer. Or approval or beer. Yes.
You know, hold my beer. I'll jump off the three-story building into the pool. Yeah. Doesn't end well.
It'll be fine.
No.
There's no water in the pool, but it'll be fine.
No, I'm actually working on, I'm working on a stand-up comedy skit. And that's one of my jokes. Like, the two main things that, that kill most men is alcohol and pussy. And to reinforce that point, simple phrase, hold my beer.
Sheer fucking hubris.
It's usually all right. Watch this. It seems to come along a lot, too.
Yeah, yeah.
And then when you're done, hold these nuts.
All right. Tell us your story there, Game Hawk.
Okay. Well, when I was raising my kids way back when, we always liked to go up into the mountains because we live in a very mountainous area in northwest of the state. And so we'd go out and cut a Silver Trip Christmas tree. And so I took my girlfriend at the time up, and we went and got two trees. He'd get a $10 permit and cut these trees down. So I got this beautiful 10-foot Silver Tip. You know, it cost you $300 to buy one, you know? So I'm like, Damn. Oh yeah, winning, you know, we're on top of it. Bring it back to the house. The kids and I spent, I don't know, a couple hours decorating it because I used to collect ornaments.
So, all right, that's a homo point. I'm going to give you a homo point for that.
I will have to take that.
All right.
Hey, I'm just saying, of the two people in this room, only one of us has delivered hot loads at high speed into other men. I have not.
Actually, that's not true.
What are you talking about?
You've shot people.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
There's two of us that have done that.
Yeah.
Oh, so you guys are both gayer than me. That's a good time. Yeah. And listen, I'm just giving you shit, man. It's all good.
There is no enjoyment in that.
Either. I know there's no enjoyment. Well, I can't imagine there's a whole lot of enjoyment in being a bottom either, but hey, I mean, it's their own. Sorry.
All right. Continue on, Game Hawk.
They got your back.
Okay. So anyway, went out and got this really nice tree. We set it up and everything looks great, you know, and as Christmas is approaching, I started hearing this weird sound. I couldn't figure out where it was coming from. And I started finding these little tiny lean green pellets underneath the tree and all over the presents and stuff. And after a time, I said, well, the tree doesn't look as good as it used to. And by the time Christmas came around, I finally noticed that we had these caterpillars in the tree and they were eating the goddamn thing. And wow. We looked like a Charlie Brown Christmas tree by the time the day actually showed up.
Nice.
Destroyed it. Yeah. You know, and so then the next year we decide, okay, well, we'll try again. And we're heading up and I've got a 4-wheel drive pickup truck. And we're talking like a U.S. Forest Service 1-lane dirt road on the side of a mountain. So there's
totally safe.
Yeah,
oh, yeah, it'd be fine. Yeah.
Yeah. 800-foot drop on one side, cliff, you know, embankment on the other, no place to go. It'll be fine, right?
It'll be fine.
So there's a foot of snow, and I'm like, okay, no problem. So I put chains on my truck. It's in 4-wheel low. And I'm figured, hey, 1-ton diesel pickup, we're good, we're golden, right? So we start chugging up the hill and I turn this corner and there's a straightaway at about a 30-degree angle. We run into ice. There's 2 inches of solid ice underneath the snow. The truck starts bunny hopping like this and sliding toward the edge. And we get right near the edge. I get the truck stopped. Have to get everybody out, stand on the side of the road, back the truck up for about a quarter of a mile. And I finally get to a spot where I can slide it around in a corner and face it downhill. And I put my kids and my girlfriend back in the truck. And I said, okay, that's enough of that. And we went and left, you know, and she complained about the fact that I bought a tree that year. Figure out why I didn't want to go back up there.
So, you saved our lives, but you could have paid less for the tree.
Exactly. That perspective. It's all about perspective.
Chicks, man.
All right, that's going to have to go on the list here of cunt maneuvers.
Oh,
geez.
Yeah, it was 3 days before my sphincter finally relaxed.
No kidding. About something.
Holy shit. Oh.
Pretty crazy.
Yeah, there's nothing like driving on mountainous roads with a narrow passage to give you your whole life a sphincter factor of about 9.5.
Yeah. I don't know.
I share another small Christmas story with you guys, if that's okay. Right.
Yeah, sure.
This one's a little funnier. I bought my kids Nerf guns for Christmas.
Awesome. That's my favorite gift. Okay.
And so my big thing was, is that I would hunt my children. And so, I gave them a head start, you know, and we ended up the downstairs of my house is a big open area in a lot of places. And so I'd been trained in building searches and how to do that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And so I'd get out my, you know, infantry tactics. And I said, okay, go hide, you know. And so we'd go around in the house, we'd hunt them down and shoot them. We had a war for about 3 hours on Christmas.
That's morning. Awesome. The best time. I did the same shit. You That's pie great. The corner.
Oh, yeah.
Gotcha.
Pie in the corner. Eventually, that escalated into paintball when my son was in scouting. And so then we played capture the flag and then all kinds of stuff with paintball guns.
My worst paintball story. I was in the 403rd Civil Affairs Battalion.
Hope you wore a cup.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was wearing a cup. But this guy fires his paintball from about 150 feet away, which is way out of range. So I'm standing there like, oh, he'll never hit me. Boom. Right in the fucking nipple. That thing swelled up like a grape and was fucked up for like 3 weeks. I'm like, should I call the doctor? How do I explain this?
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, maybe I get a leech and put it on there and bring it down. It was fucking bad. It was bad.
Yeah, you got to be all kitted up when you're going to play with paintball guns. It doesn't end well.
No, yeah. That shit hurts. All right, we're going to move on here, Game Hawk. Thanks for coming on, brother.
Thank you for your time.
No
Good
problem,
stories,
brother.
Thank you. That was hilarious.
All right, yeah, I'm working on Cut Maneuver 101. And
nice.
Always find something to bitch about is Cut Maneuver number 2.
Never fails.
And number 1 is order max cost of shit on dates. Yeah.
We all know those people who just, if they couldn't complain,
yes,
they would have nothing to talk about.
Yeah, yeah.
And most of us are related to at least 3. Speaking of which, just because I'm a nice guy and I don't want new tech to have all the fun, in between each story, we're going to do a little bit of this.
The fuck?
Because there's no point in having a holiday hangover show if you can't, you know, enjoy how good pain looks on other people.
Yes. Oh, this is going to be a good one here.
2 midgets and a 50 cal. What could go wrong?
This is what happens when you give little men big guns.
Good luck, boys.
Oh, you all right, dude?
Yeah, I'm good.
The gun fell off the table.
The gun okay?
It'll be fine.
Was Pop there? Is the gun okay? Well, but these dudes, they got to go to the hospital, but the gun's all right.
I remember when we first, you know, we're talking equipment. He's like, yeah, it costs this. I'm like, God, that's a fucking sniper rifle. He's like, why do you always like price everything at guns?
You're not wrong. Now, this next one here, it's more fucked up than funny, but you know what? I got to give mad props to this kid because this dude is going to be like a circus performer or something because he is about to ride his bicycle over this piece of wire and they measure it so that you can see just how thin it is.
That's not cool, man. Because that
2.9 millimeter thick.
If you fall on that, it'll slice you open.
Watch this though.
Dude, that's just fucking nuts, man.
Yes! No!
Thank God he did it.
I don't know anybody who could do that.
Now, in Hohenfels, Germany, they fire the TOW missile from time to time in training. And the TOW missile has got a cable that unspools as it flies. And it'll go like 3,800, 4,200 meters with the extended range.
Okay.
But they have to be real careful with that because there's been accidents where the cables cross a road and they're driving.
Oh.
And cuts a dude's neck open or some
shit. Oh, yeah. You ever seen the movie You're Next? Imagine running into a net of razor wire.
That's bad.
This is bad, right? This is bad. This is hilarious.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Is that permanent paint?
No.
Oh, okay, good.
It's just body paint.
Oh, good. Oh! Oh, shit, that was scared the shit out of me. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Play that again. Oh, God, that look on her face.
I know.
Dude, go this back is and some shit I would
this
do.
This is so good.
Oh my God!
Whoever said blackface isn't funny—that
is comedy.
Hasn't
gold.
Seen that video.
Comedy gold, right there.
It is. And speaking of comedy gold, we got to welcome Cliff into the chat. He is on standby backstage with his mic on mute.
All right, Cliff,
make sure you unmute your mic, sir. There you go.
Evening, gents. How's it going?
Pretty good. First of all, how long have you been watching the show?
I've been watching you guys almost 4 years now.
Outstanding. How'd you find us?
Actually, Raging Golden Eagle, because he kept on mentioning you so many times.
Oh, nice.
Big shout out to him, because when I was in the military, he saved my career, believe it or not.
Awesome.
So, oh, no shit. That's awesome.
Yeah, good. With some of the advice he gave. So I'm going to go ahead. We got to go back in time a little bit. Let's go back to the year 1997. You know, Tyra Banks, she was on the cover of Sports Illustrated.
Oh, yeah.
Pop, she you was, actually had your natural hair color at the time.
Correct.
You're right. Sure about that?
No, I have to diet because it's all gray now.
And you should diet, you fat ass.
Hey, I'm not fat anymore. I lost 35 pounds, man.
I got to give you shit, Fat Punisher.
Yeah. You fuck up. You wear one Fat Punisher shirt and it lets you.
You shit one Pringles can. They never let you let it down either. Just saying.
Listen, man, that's legend maneuver.
I had one ad for a gay cruise and I'm the fucking captain of the boat now. Okay, shit happens.
All right. We can go into those stories later.
Here, have a dick.
Hey. All right, Cliff.
All right. To give a little bit of context, my family, it's my mom, my dad, my two older brothers, and my younger sister, and me. So kind of give the family dynamic a little bit. This was Christmas Eve, just after we went to church service. We went to the 6:15 service.
Okay.
And we finally get done. We decided to go to our favorite restaurant called Norm's. Like, imagine it as an upscale Denny's. Just okay. without the crack addicts. So
yeah.
No, you would hope anyway.
Yeah. So we're waiting in the waiting area for a solid 45 minutes because the place is absolutely packed. It's full house Christmas Eve. And so about 45 minutes, then we finally get a table. Takes forever for us to get our food ordered. We finally get our food ordered. And here's the thing. My younger sister at the time, she's 4 years old. I'm 9 years old. One of my older brothers is 16, and the other older brother is 18 years old.
Okay.
The 16-year-old, because he was bored, he wanted to play a game with my little sister. And, you know, she's a 4-year-old. She will play anything. He decided to play the word game.
Oh.
He whispered a word into her ear. And Blake, I know you got a young kid. You know how young kids can really be with how loud they can get.
I don't know what you're talking about.
At the top of her lungs in a packed restaurant, she just belts out, "Penis!"
Nice.
Me, my dad, my brothers, we start busting up laughing. I mean, we are just going nuts. My sister is confused as all get out because, number one, she's 4 years old. Number two, she lives in a house of mostly men, so it's not an uncommon word for her to hear.
Yeah.
There you go.
And my mom is beat red, trying to get us to shut up, and she's trying not to laugh at the same time. The entire restaurant is staring at us, all the customers. The one thing that broke the silence was one of the chefs in the kitchen dropped an entire stack of plates. Like, it was an audible crash.
Yeah.
So then everybody at the restaurant starts resuming their usual meal. And then, of course, we finally get to eating and all that kind of stuff. Now, here's the thing. We had just come from church. Two booths over from us was another family from our church. So the following Sunday, when we go in, all eyes are on us because everybody in the congregation knew what happened.
That's awesome.
That reminds me, actually, I took my boy to Bible quizzing not that long ago. And, you know, because I know that I can be a distraction to him because he wants to, like, ham things up a little bit, you know, if we're in the room, I'm outside the door working on stuff. And I got my computer and I'm typing. And all of a sudden I hear from behind me in that room, because he got the question wrong. Oh, what the hell? And I'm like, oh, I got to explain that. Son of a bitch.
Yeah, it happens.
Indeed it does.
Yeah, yeah, my boy is, I don't know what it is. Like, I don't know when they grow out of this stage where they basically just become, you know, bipedal parrots, but yeah, that's just kind of how it is.
It actually goes on until their 20s.
That's good times.
Yeah, the filter doesn't kick in until then. Yep. But either way, just short to the point, that's my story, gents, but thanks for having me on.
Hey, no problem.
Thanks for coming on, Cliff. You take it easy, brother.
All right, take care.
All right. You got some.
I do have some more videos. Yeah, that was a good one.
That was a good one.
Penis.
As I like, honestly, I yell that kind of shit when I'm trying to make couples laugh at weddings. I was like, "You don't. You look like you're not having any fun." Okay, look over there and look serious. And then I like bring the camera in on the groom and stuff. Like, yeah, play with your ring. Yeah, yeah. Get to clap them cheeks tonight. And then he just loses his shit right there. Slow motion, beautiful, big laughing smile. I'm like, thank you very much. And we're moving on. He's like, wait, that was on purpose? Yeah. I have my ways. What can you say? All right. Three more videos here. This is a great one here. I didn't know that this is kind of like the kid sister to the one where, you know, they hide the Cornish hen and the turkey.
Oh, yeah.
It's pregnant. Oh. A little different this time.
It's a boy. Oh, no. Oh, no.
The dick would have to be half the size of its body if it was a boy.
Oh, wow.
The look on the dad's face there is fucking priceless.
It's like, what?
It's a boy?
I remember the Cornish head one. That was actually pretty good.
That was really the girl crying over there was pregnant. Like, you know, turkeys lay eggs, right?
Oh, my God.
And this one right here is just a daily reminder for why Pop will never, ever own a cat. But he will own a BB gun to make sure that they don't come in his house.
Oh, my God. I sent you this one.
Stop. Okay. Sorry. Oh,
fuck. It ripped his fucking shirt open.
I don't like that sweater.
Listen, man.
They're a little homicidal maniacs, yeah, man.
Listen, you can get killed by a house cat.
Oh, you ain't even kidding, bro. Woo. You know what else you could potentially get killed by? Stray traffic cone. Oh!
Right in the pooper. Boom! Right in the pooper. Wow.
Oh. Surprise bottom, just had car accident.
Wow. I wonder if insurance covers that.
Are you in good hands?
You weren't involved in the accident, but you have a torn anus. Could you please explain this to me again?
Boink.
One in a million.
Literally,
it's
one
like
in a
Seinfeld
million.
Episode.
Speaking of one in a million, we got MGTOW Mando waiting in the wings. How are you doing, sir?
I am good. How are you guys doing?
We're still alive.
Still alive, kicking.
I've got two quickies for you.
Well, I already had one this morning.
I don't need to hear these things. I was about to say,
don't take this into the gutter, Blake. We all know how you are.
I'm an asshole. Go ahead, sir. What do you got?
This one is a dog story. Back when me and my sister were still in high school and junior high, we had just set up the family Christmas tree with my mom, my sister, and myself. And my sister let her about 40-pound chow come in. Ooh. Big, blonde, cotton-haired mutt, a brain the size of a peanut, named Chance. Well, my mom goes, "So, Chance, what do you think?" He comes walking up to the tree and hikes his leg right on the damn thing.
Nice.
Of course.
Yeah, these things happen.
The other story pertaining to my sister, my dad, and I This was one of the very rare times we had a good snowstorm in southern Missouri when I was a kid. So this was probably the early 90s. Dad had gotten me and my sister a sled. Not too far from where my grandparents were living and where we were doing that side of the family Christmas was a nice big old hill that was closed because of ice and snow. My dad gets the bright idea to take me, my sister, and himself over with the sled to this big old road hill. On the bottom of the hill is a wooden fence that, under normal circumstances, the bottom slat is about 12 inches from the ground. In this situation, the snow is about where the middle slat was.
Okay.
So Dad and I are going down, first run on this sled. He can't stop it. About 50 feet from the fence, we jump off it. The sled goes flying through and goes right through the picture window of the big old house.
Well.
It lands in the other family's tree.
Oh,
that's kind of hard to explain.
Well, fortunately, my grandfather and this family got along, and they go out, and this guy's like, "Oh, you're so-and-so's son." My dad's like, "Yeah." And the guy goes, "You know what? Don't worry about it. Just take your sled. I'll tell my wife the tree came down in the snowstorm."
That's a good dude there.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Well, you got lucky.
My grandfather was very well respected in that town. My dad and him did not get along. Those are my two stories.
All right, brother.
Blake, can you send me out with a straw barrage just for good time's sake?
Come on, man.
You fucking brother!
Hey.
You all have a nice new year.
Take it easy, man.
You too, Mando. Thanks very much, brother. Oh, it's hilarious. Mm. I was thinking it was going to be like a Clark Griswold incident. And it's that actually used to happen. I don't know if you've ever been used to take your girls or anything over to Lamphere Hill over by the high school right there in 13 Mile and John R.
Yeah.
It's all fenced off now at the bottom. Like they took away everybody's fun.
Yeah, they did.
Because if you went down the steep side of that hill, it used to empty out right into a doctor's office that was right next to it.
It was a parking lot.
It was a parking lot, yeah. And one day, I got going and I was just whipping. All of a sudden I'm flying between two parked cars, and all of a sudden fucking car coming, like, stops like 6 inches from me. Hi. And I just pick up my saucer and I'm like, yeah. Just ran back. You fucking kids. I'm sorry.
I know. When I used to compete, I used to run that hill for cardio.
It's a good hill for that, yeah. It's a nice, steady, incline up the one side. Like the two sides of the hill, you get a good, nice run on that.
Yeah, this is going to sound crazy, but I joined the SCA for a couple years when I was like 42, 43. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to participate in Penzic, which is this huge medieval battle with thousands of guys on each side.
Ah.
And I would put on my rucksack and run up that hill, because there's that trail that runs up to the top and down, just to get myself physically fit for, fighting in that thing. Because if you're going to do it right, man.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Just like if you're going to give your wife a hard time, you do it right.
Mm.
Are you kidding me? You can't just wash one cup. You see me standing here doing all these dishes, and you can't just wash one cup.
Well, you're already there.
Just put it in the dishwasher.
Your wish is my command. Suck a dick!
Oh my God. That is a genius.
It's how you roll.
Bravo. Bravo.
The look on her face says it all.
Yeah, she's pissed, but it's worth it.
Yes. This is a good one here. Now, it kind of makes me wish that I had a more open floor plan in my home, because this is pretty damn funny.
Ha 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 ha!
getting the freak on, man. Getting the freak on.
Oh.
I think we got Murdoch waiting in the wings of the chat, too. You sent in a bunch of these videos, brother. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
This one here is hilarious. I sent this one into myself because I found it online and I thought it was so funny. And then literally the very next email that I had cataloged from one of the submissions was the same damn video. And you know what? If this wasn't recorded, I don't think anybody would have believed this guy. Oh, hit the balls.
Oh, my God. Wow. Oh, dude.
Talk about a double tap.
Wow. Shit. That's a bad day, man.
That's a very bad day for everybody. Wow. Speaking of bad days, well, you know, he tends to make them better. Crazy Uncle, how you doing, good sir?
I'm a little under the weather, actually.
Oh, no shit.
The mic is on.
Oh, it's on, yeah. But you know what? You're not the only one, man. It is going around. You should see, like, my wife is finally starting to feel better. I told you she was sick other day. The sinus congestion on the left side of her face, the pressure actually got so bad that her left eye was half swollen shut.
That's bad.
She looked like she took a right hook from Apollo Creed.
Wow.
It was bad.
Yeah, I got the exact same thing, finally broke down and just got some Sudafed. I don't like taking meds.
Oh, I don't either, man. You're not alone.
Not unless I'm dying, but honestly, after 3 nights of about 2 hours of sleep, I needed something.
Yeah, I get you for there.
That's bad.
So what's your story, good sir?
Only got one story, but I got really got to ask you guys a couple questions first. If I send you a fucked up, a funny, Blake, I send it to the toxic email, or do I send it to the... Okay.
Yeah, redonkulousblake@gmail.com.
Gotcha, because I got one from West Point when we had some extra simulators. Hint, hint, Pop. I
see. He knows exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, I love those things, man.
Oh, and Blake, the joke from before about using up all the ammo, we usually say that you're busting your whole combat load inside something. There you go.
There you go.
It just sounds wrong.
Yeah.
Phrasing. Well, not when you're coming home from deployment. That's
how I know. Context is everything.
And quick, Blake, in particular, do they make roller sleds for your kids anymore? Or are we so old that we remember those and they're gone?
Roller sleds. No, I'm not sure.
They're gone. Roll it out, big piece of plastic.
Oh, yeah. I know what you mean.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think they still sell those at, like, you know, dollar store, five below, places like that.
They use them in the Army. They're called skid codes. You put your wounded in there.
And okay.
You belt it up, and then you could pull them off the battlefield. I jumped one into Panama.
Nice. All right.
Yeah.
And it was fun to watch the medic slide down a hill on a couple of those one day.
Yeah.
Ring, ding, 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 ding.
Before I hit my story, I do have to bring this up on a few months ago, they had the other, like, super big lotto drawings, like billions of dollars or whatever. And I said, you watch, it's going to be California every single time. I said that to you guys on the show. I got so much crap from everybody. I need to do something really quick, so I got to take the headphones off for it. So 1 second.
Okay. He's going to do the
fuck
razor.
You, I was right. Fuck you, I was right. Fuck you, I was right.
And then he broke it. He broke it.
Then he breaks it.
Jail.
It happens. Okay. It happens. We need to get him on the show.
Razor fist.
Yeah, he's a good motherfucker.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I watch every video he puts out.
Yeah, could you imagine YouTube trying to mess with your stats on that one? You guys would literally break the internet. So anyway, I'm just going to knock out this story because I guarantee you got other people waiting. And this one surprised the shit out of us. This was just a few years ago, and we were at my brother's place. Most of us are in the other room. We'd already done the presents, and we hear this god-awful scream. Now, of course, my NCO instincts are kicking in because that was a scream of somebody either in really good joy or somebody just hurt themselves. So I'm booking in the other room. Everyone's right behind me. There's my sister holding a scratcher going, I just won $27,000. Holy shit. Ah! She's going absolutely nuts. About 30 seconds later, she turns to me and goes, is that an E or an F? Fucking, it was a losing ticket.
It's better than, like, those people who get a joke ticket. You know, and it's like, oh, you win $1 million, and then they raid the back, and they're like, oh, you motherfuckers. And it's like, they just hate their lives from that moment on.
Yeah, you could just watch their hope crushed.
Well, I told you about the
they have the same expression as every man walking out of family court.
Yeah, yeah. What were you saying there?
I told you guys about the joke beer, didn't I? And back when I was in Hawaii, my one of my roommate, he just kept stealing my damn beer. And I was like, I don't know how in the hell I can keep this guy from stealing my freaking beer. I'll literally go take a piss, come back, and two cases are gone. I'm like, you bastard.
What?
So, yeah.
That's serious shit.
That would piss me off.
We got into it a few times, actually. I'd ball him up real quick, choke him out. I love doing a paper cutter across his neck.
Just fold your clothes while you're wearing it.
Anyways, I just happened to be in a joke shop. They had joke beer. If you read the bottom of the can or the bottom of the case, it actually is in big, bold letters, but it looked like Budweiser. But it tastes like literal sewage.
Oh. Nice.
I kid you not. I put it in the little fridge we got in the barracks. I close my door. I wait till I hear the front door open and close because I know he's just going across the breezeway. I immediately bolt out. I'm not even on the other end of the freaking building. I fuck you, man. I'm gonna kill you. As they're all coming out. Everybody's just hacking and spitting and stuff like this. I saw him on Monday morning. Like, what the fuck says that? Don't steal my beer, asshole.
There you go. Yeah. Don't do the crime.
Like skunked Guinness. I had a bottle of skunked Guinness once. Ugh. It was fucking horrible.
Don't do the crime if you can't drink the slime.
Yeah, you're right.
It was bad.
All right. Well, I'm going to get out of here. And unfortunately, I haven't got myself a homo suspicion point tonight. But oh, well.
I mean, you can always have one if you really want one.
Okay.
I mean, it's not like it's not like I can't share.
Oh, shit. No one. I got nothing. I got nothing. Waving the white flag, man. Waving the white flag.
Woo.
All right, man. See you later,
hope
bro.
Hope you feel better, brother. Take it easy.
Well.
Yeah, he probably needs to go and do a lot more of that.
Well, now, what I usually do when I have like a really bad sinus infection is I use colloidal silver.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I get one of those Afrin bottles when it's empty.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And you have one of those nebulizers, too.
Yeah,
you do that,
I
can right?
do that, too. I use that for down in the lungs and stuff. It works like a charm.
Not bad.
Right. Here we go. Oh, no. This is kind
of
wheelchair.
This is a collection of fails.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
So, but, you know, people in wheelchairs doing stunts. I mean, mad props for even attempting it before we even start. But, yeah, sometimes, well,
yeah.
If they weren't already in a wheelchair. Oh!
Oh. Oh, God.
No. Boing! Oh! Oh! Scorpion!
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Oh!
He really said, oh, shit. Oh, that's a bad one.
It'll be fine.
No.
Broken rib. Oh, here we go.
Play that last little bit again. The scream. We got to put that on the soundboard. Man. That is hilarious.
And that's why you don't just randomly go and clean rooms on the gay cruise.
Okay? Well, that's an indirect essay.
It very much is. And this is indirect olfactory assault.
Oh, my God.
Right, guess the smell.
Banana.
Correct. Next.
That is fucked up, man. That is messed up.
Hey, I bet they have a very rock solid marriage.
Dude.
She's totally not going to suck his best friend's dick after that one.
Man, there's going to be some payback for shit like that.
I hope he doesn't wash just for you, baby.
I've never been one of those Dutch oven fart guys, man. That stuff is just nasty.
It can be. But at least it doesn't put your life at risk. Like some things that men love to do to each other on the regular.
Wait a minute.
What the fuck are you thinking?
Dude, I want one of those. What is that? That's a flamethrower.
It's a flamethrower, yeah. But it just right in the face.
Dude.
I am actually stunned that his beard did not catch fire.
He's missing an eyebrow. He has to be missing an eyebrow. I want one of those things. That thing looks cool.
I love her. The dude gets a shot of flamethrower to the face. I want one. Yeah, I have empathy.
I'm sorry.
You're such an asshole.
It just looks fucking cool.
Does look fucking cool. Speaking of fucking cool, we got Fan I Am waiting in the wings.
All right.
How you doing, good sir?
Oh, look good how face, clean. Guys. Look how clean cut he is.
I know, right?
How long have you been watching the show?
He's like the Giga Chad meme.
Nice.
Oh, there you go.
Since Tommy Lahren episode.
Oh, okay. Tommy Lahren. Yeah. Right. That was a good one. I was actually just thinking about that one the other day because apparently Jeffrey Paul, despite my numerous conversations with him, had no idea that I had siblings.
Oh, really?
And I was like, well, my brother was in the Tommy Lahren episode. He's like, the what?
And this always gets me laughing, too.
Oh, there you go.
Nice.
I used to have the flubber slime when I was a kid. You know, you put your fingers in it. It's like you're just like going to town on a really loose chick. Shit was addictive when I was like 9, 10 years old.
So are you calling us from Australia or England or something?
Canberra, Australia.
Oh, okay.
He's an Aussie.
All right.
Yes. You never call a Kiwi an Aussie and vice versa.
I'm sorry.
I have a teenage story for you and a joke.
All right.
But this happened when I was about 15. Our family used to go camping end of every year, the school holidays. And when you start to notice and trying to impress girls as a teenager, and there was this one girl at the campsite I thought was cute, and she was sort of at the swimming area. And I thought I would do a running dive into the water, looking really cool, like on Baywatch kind of thing.
I'll be there.
But the tide was low. So as I'm running in, getting to the ankles, getting up to the knees, I took a shallow dive and expecting it to be up to the waist, but it didn't. It stayed at knee level.
Oh.
So I'm like, and it hit the bottom, scraped the bottom of the sand bed, your little rocks and stuff. And I came up and went, ow, I hit it on my nose. And there's this flap of skin open, right? Nice. I looked down and there's scratches on my chest and then one big Death Star trench gouge out of my chest.
Oh, and there's shit.
I didn't see the scar.
Nice.
No way. Holy shit. Damn. Yeah. That must have been deep.
Again, the two leading things that kill men, alcohol and pussy.
There you go.
So from then on, about 15, I learned my lesson not to do anything physical to impress a chick anymore. Only dudes are impressed by physical stunts, not chicks.
You're absolutely correct about that.
Women are impressed by violence.
Using compliments and money to impress chicks is another story when you're old. You still learn that lesson later. But physical, I didn't do anything physical to impress girls after that. I had to go to the hospital. They couldn't close it up because it was too wide, so I just had to scab over. And I had to spend the holidays with the Steri-Strips on my nose.
Looking like Chinatown.
There's a little crease there. I don't know if you can see it, but the blood gets plenty of blood flies to the face, so it heals well. So, but during my teenage years at 15, I was on holidays. Super self-conscious, self-esteem about girls, and I had these big black eyes, and I learned my lesson.
Oh, man.
At least you weren't permanently injured.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I could have broken my neck or something.
Yeah, that's bad.
Yeah, that'd be real bad.
Around like that time, there was a computer magazine that had Australia's best joke of the year, and I remembered it. And it was this man goes to a bar and has his dog, this special dog, and the bartender says, hey, your dog's not really supposed to be in here. He goes, this is a special dog. This is a talking dog. He is, what? Yeah, good day. Hey, Robert, say hello. Hello, nice to meet you. He's like, what the heck, a talking dog? How is it? He is not just a talking dog, too. He can do other things, too. He can go and fetch your stuff. Like, what do you mean? What? You want a newspaper? All right, Rover. You want to get him a newspaper? Sure. Do you have 10 bucks? Yeah, I'll just give him a $10 note. All right, go, Rover. Get the newspaper, come back. He goes away, and they're just waiting. After 5 minutes, he hasn't come back. 10 minutes, doesn't come back. 15 minutes, still doesn't come back. And the bartender's like, is it all right? And the owner says, this is unusual. This never happened before. I'm sorry, I'm going to have to go look for him. Sorry. So he goes out around the streets looking for Rover. Rover, Rover, where are you? Eventually finds him in the back alley canoodling with a poodle. Rover, what are you doing? You've never done anything like this before. Too right, says Rover. Never had the money till now.
That's actually pretty good, man.
Bitches love it. What can I say?
All right, man.
Anyway, Jake.
Take it easy, Fan Am. Thank you very much for calling in.
Take it easy, brother. I remember the Tommy Lorraine one.
Yep.
We ripped her a new one. That was, what, 3.5 years ago?
Yeah, I think that was like right in the middle of 2020. Yeah. Yeah, we got Joker to come in on that one. Yeah. You know, it was awesome.
Yeah, and I think she's divorced now, and then she played the victim.
Well, I don't think she was ever married. She was dating. That's why she was, you know, just bitching about it. Like, yeah, we can't,
all right, let us know in the comments if Tommy Lorraine got married and divorced in the past.
That just shows you how much I cared after that video. Yeah. If she might have gotten married and divorced since then. Don't know, don't care.
Yeah. I've
shot for couples since then that have already been married and divorced.
All right, yeah.
Found this out the other day and was like, oh, well, that's a shame, but I totally couldn't have told you from the way that the groom was.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but like dudes from my generation, like the younger millennials trying to get all tatted up like the tough bikers.
Yeah.
But they're 115 pounds soaking wet. And have like a Vidal Sassoon ponytail. It doesn't come off the way that they think it does. It pretty much says the polar opposite of what it used to look, you know, to say when Gen X dudes would come into a room all tatted up like that. Those dudes come in, you're like, oh, that guy could fuck me up six ways from Sunday. Now the guys come in like, oh, wow, I bet he records his wife getting fucked from the corner.
Oh, God.
But amazing.
Here's the thing, though, is looks can be deceiving.
Yes, they can.
And it doesn't take a lot of strength to pull a trigger.
No.
And there's a lot of guys out there screwing around with other people's wives. And I'm literally like, dude.
It's called the great equalizer for a reason.
That's how you get shot.
In the butt. Or you could just try to mess around with dogs in water. See how well that works out for you. Hey, fuck you, bro. Cannonball! Don't you find it fucking trying to drown him?
What are you doing, man?
And yes, if in case you didn't hear it, I added in the too many dogs scream.
I was wondering, it's unfamiliar.
Just for fun. You know, we know we love dogs around here. What we don't love, though, we don't love the current status of the military. What we were a fan of back in the day was Don't Ask, Don't Tell, right?
Yeah, well, when I first came in, they're like...
It was Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
No, when I came in, they're like, you're not gay, are you? I'm like, what? How dare you say that?
And then it became Don't Ask, Don't Tell, which is fine.
I'm sorry.
This is just great here.
Gay people, they don't build an army. Gay people can't build no army. All they do is take other people's kids and convert them to gays.
You mean to tell me like a gay army wouldn't intimidate you?
Oh, they'd have your back, all right.
They're all laughing.
He didn't miss a beat. Boom.
It is funny, though.
It is. Not as funny as this, I will say. Little girl lets out a loud fart to shock her dad.
Daddy likes this.
He's like, that's my baby girl. Yeah. Right there.
That's awesome.
Oh, that's good shit right there. All right. Oh, looks like we got your buddy Pete is hanging out backstage.
All right.
Pete, how you doing, brother?
What's happening, guys?
Hanging in there.
He's under the weather.
I got a story, but Sean, you tell it. The old man mask.
Oh.
The old man mask.
Yeah.
That's not like a sex thing, is it?
No.
Okay, good.
We used to have... All right. So Pete had this old man mask that was... It fit on your face almost perfectly.
Okay.
And it you can only see your eyes through it. You know, it was perfect. He was dating this girl named Amy.
What it would like form to your mouth too and like move when you talk? Oh, okay. It was one of those like really fancy ones. Okay.
Yeah. So I went there and it was about 9:30 and she was asleep on the couch right next to a big picture window. So I'm literally like this, and you know the street light is behind us, and I'm like blocking the light from her, so she's like she wakes up and she's like, Pizza! And she's screaming her head off. Pete's upstairs sleeping. She tries to run. The carpeting literally is coming unattached from the floor and flying up.
It's like a Scooby-Doo moment.
She like falls and like scrambles on all. And then I'm laughing so hard I can barely run to the car to get away. And I can, Pete's in the window up there. I'm going to kill you. Dude, that was awesome.
Pete came out.
Yeah, and then another one. He, you know, Pete, you left that comment about the maxi pad thing.
Oh, yeah, that was funny.
Maxi pad
thing. Well, we went out to, we used to always hang out at night, and it's about 11:30, 12 o'clock. Okay. Go to Denny's that used to be at 12 in Woodward.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Where Chris Belly's there now.
There's like hardly any of them around.
I know.
Anymore. It sucks.
And I didn't know this, but like Pete got like a maxi pad, I think out of Molina's car.
Yeah.
And he stuck it like on my back. And everyone, I'm walking.